Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our service of worship here at Wesley Methodist Church. It's lovely to have you all with us. I'll do firstly the safety briefing. In case of a fire, should the alarm sound, walk out quickly through the exit doors, which are there and there and there, to the assembly point in the car park. Don't assume it's a drill. Call 111 and report the location and type of the emergency. Remain at the assembly point until instructed otherwise. Do not get into your car and drive, as there will be people assembled in the car park. Do not block any fire exits. In the case of an earthquake, we drop cover and hold on, and evacuate the building once the shaking stops. In a large earthquake, expect a tsunami. Leave immediately and walk up to the Pukeahu National War Memorial Park at the top of Taranaki Street. Don't stop to grab your belongings. For children's safety, parents are responsible for the safety of their children, but we all keep an eye out for the children in our church here. And children must be supervised by a responsible adult at all times. We come now to our call to worship, and would you please respond with the words in bold print in your orders of service. Loving God, hear us. Let's pray. Loving God, hear us in praise when in praise we speak of you. In our words, take pleasure. For you alone we worship God. Unto you our prayers ascend. Redeemer God, hear us when we come in prayer to you. Of our words, take notice. For you alone can save us, God. Upon you we must depend. Compassionate God, encourage us when our hearts cry out to you. In our words, hear our distress. For you alone supply the faith to overcome our fears. Merciful God, be with us when we seek to understand. Show your holy ways to us. For you alone can school us, God, on the wonders of your grace. Gracious God, be with us when we come together. Bless all those gathered here. For you alone can form us, God, into the church of our living Lord. Amen. And Philo, would you come and light the candles for me, please? Thank you. We turn to the lighting the candle section in your order of service. We light a candle during Lent for all who are imprisoned unjustly. We remember that Jesus was robbed of his liberty and his life. We light a candle during Lent for all who are in some form of bondage. We remember that Jesus came to set the captives free. We light a candle during Lent for all who are hungry and homeless. We remember that Jesus depended on others for food and shelter. We light a candle during Lent for all who suffer. We remember that by his suffering on the cross, Jesus was glorified, and that by alleviating the suffering of others, we share in his glory. Amen. We come now to our first hymn, There's a Wideness in God's Mercy. And Vivian, if you would please play right through the refrain and the first verse, and then we'll start again from the top. Our prayer of approach. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, from ages past, the season of Lent has been a season for self-reflection, for acknowledging that we have not come even close to the perfection you desire. Lord Jesus Christ, from ages past, the season of Lent has been a season for deep appreciation of your willingness to forgive our iniquities and of our total dependence upon your grace. Lord Jesus Christ, from ages past, the season of Lent has been a season for reconciliation. Feeling any relationships we have broken, for being grateful that you reconcile us to God. Lord Jesus Christ, from the ages past, the season of Lent has been a season of spiritual preparation, for focusing on the coming Holy Week, when your passion and resurrection will be recalled. Lord Jesus Christ, from ages past, the season of Lent has been a season of renewed dedication to our calling as your disciples in this generation, in response to your saving love and mercy. Amen. Now, Heather is going to read a story for us. I'll just get her set up with a lapel mic.
Okay, here we go. If you'd like to see the pictures, which are beautiful, by Brian Wildsmith, come closer, otherwise I'll just read it here. This is an oldie but a goodie, a fable, a story of strength in unusual places. Excuse my frog in the throat. The North Wind and the Sun. Let's see how lovely colours. One morning, the North Wind and the Sun saw a horseman wearing a new cloak. "That young man looks very pleased with his new cloak," said the North Wind, "but I could easily blow it off his back if I wanted to." "I don't think you could," said the Sun, "but let us both try to do it. You can try first." The North Wind began to blow and blow and blow. People had to chase after their hats. Leaves were blown from the trees. All the animals were frightened. The ships in the harbour were sunk. This is catastrophic. The North Wind blew with all his might, but it was no use, for the horseman just pulled his cloak more tightly around him. "My turn now," cried the Sun. And as he gave out his gentle heat, insects hummed and flowers opened. The birds began to sing. The animals lay down to sleep. And the people came out to gossip. The horseman began to feel very hot, and when he came to a river, he took off his clothes and went in for a swim. And so the Sun was able to achieve by warmth and gentleness what the North Wind in all his strength and fury could not do.
Thank you. We're going to sing again, and the hymn is "Master, Speak, Thy Servant Heareth." Please be seated. We now have the readings. Thank you, Heather. There's larger print there.
These Bible readings are from the Message version. Psalm 32. Count yourself lucky. How happy you must be. You get a fresh start. Your slate's wiped clean. Count yourself lucky. God holds nothing against you, and you're holding nothing back from him. When I kept it all inside, my bones turned to powder. My words became day-long groans. The pressure never let up. All the juices of my life dried up. Then I let it all out. I said, I'll come clean about my failures to God. Suddenly, the pressure was gone. My guilt dissolved. My sin disappeared. These things add up. Every one of us needs to pray. When all hell breaks loose and the dam bursts, we'll be on high ground, untouched. God's my island hideaway, keeps danger far from the shore, throws garlands of hosannas around my neck. Let me give you some good advice. I'm looking you in the eye and giving it to you straight. Don't be ornery like a horse or mule that needs bit and bridle to stay on track. God defiers are always in trouble. God affirmers find themselves loved every time they turn around. Celebrate God. Sing together, everyone, all you honest hearts. Raise the roof. And from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 1 to 11, the test. Next, Jesus was taken into the wild by the Spirit for the test. The devil was ready to give it. Jesus prepared for the test by fasting 40 days and 40 nights. That left him, of course, in a state of extreme hunger, which the devil took advantage of in the first test. Since you are God's son, speak the word that will turn these stones into loaves of bread. Jesus answered by quoting Deuteronomy, "It takes more than bread to stay alive. It takes a steady stream of words from God's mouth." For the second test, the devil took him to the holy city. He sat him on top of the temple and said, "Since you are God's son, jump." The devil goaded him by quoting Psalm 91. "He has placed you in the care of angels. They will catch you so that you won't so much as stub your toe on a stone." Jesus countered with another citation from Deuteronomy, "Don't you dare test the Lord your God." For the third test, the devil took him to the peak of a high mountain. He gestured expansively, pointing out all the earth's kingdoms, how glorious they all were. And then he said, "They're yours, lock, stock, and barrel. Just go down on your knees and worship me, and they're yours." Jesus' refusal was curt. "Beat it, Satan." He backed his rebuke with a third quotation from Deuteronomy. "Worship the Lord your God and only him. Serve him with absolute single-heartedness." The test was over. The devil left, and in his place, angels. Angels came and took care of Jesus' needs.
Jesus' refusal was curt. "Beat it, Satan." He backed his rebuke with a third quotation from Deuteronomy. "Worship the Lord your God and only him. Serve him with absolute single-heartedness." The test was over. The devil left, and in his place, angels. Angels came and took care of Jesus' needs. Let's pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts and minds be acceptable to you, O God, our strength and our refuge. Amen. I've titled this sermon, Lamb of God, Exercising Soft Power. Lamb of God, Exercising Soft Power. We are now in the church season of Lent, a time of preparation for Easter. The Bible stories about the events of Holy Week and the days immediately afterwards are the most important, the most crucial stories for our faith. Christmas is joyful, but Easter is at the heart of Christianity, at the heart of our faith as Christians, as followers of the way of Jesus. Every Easter, as we hear the stories read aloud and see them acted out in church, as we do our own reading, and as we thoughtfully take part in a study group, we are challenged to find meanings and principles that we can apply in our daily lives. We need to give ourselves permission to discover new and deeper meanings, to feel again the emotional pull of these stories, and allow new feelings to come to the surface. The books I have read and the audio recordings I've listened to in recent years by scholars such as Marcus Borg, John Spong, and John Dominic Crossan have led me to question whether Jesus was divine and whether his death on the cross can really have been a deliberate act of God, intended to atone for our sins. You know, the things we shouldn't have done but did, and the things we should have done but didn't. I find it hard to worship a God who would deliberately cause a man to suffer as Jesus suffered. And yet, as I get older, experience more of life, joyfully become a grandparent, the world seems less black and white, and I feel a shift in the way I regard the stories and experiences of Easter. Words and books call to my intellect. Sacred music calls to my heart. Later in the service, we're going to sing a response to the stanzas of our prayer of intercession. The tune is my adaptation of a section of Jonathan Buchan's A Hopkins Gloria. The words are in the New Zealand Anglican Prayer Book and are translated from the Latin Mass of the Catholic Church. They are part of the Christian tradition and have been spoken for many centuries. The Latin text has a lovely ring to it. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. In English, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. The Lamb of God is Jesus. What does Jesus do for us? We ask God to have mercy on us through Jesus, and Jesus takes away our sin. But there's a softer tone to this teaching. We don't need to believe 100%, hard and fast, without doubt, totally for certain, that God made Jesus die on the cross for us. And if we can't sign up for this understanding, we're not real Christians. We should claim the freedom to rethink and refeel the meaning of Easter for us as individuals and perhaps as a congregation and faith community. There's not just one right answer, one response to Easter. And what we feel is true and affirming of our faith today will change over time. We are on a faith journey. I'm enjoying our Wednesday night study over Zoom that explores the meaning of the events of the 8 days from Palm Sunday to Easter Day. Each episode of the study has an audio recording of John Dominic Crossan talking with the host, followed by 4 or 5 questions for our group to discuss. Our discussions have been respectful and helpful. We're finding new meanings in the Easter story as told in Mark's Gospel. Let's turn to Psalm 32. The psalm writer is writing several centuries before Jesus was born. The writer says, "You," that's us as readers of the psalm, "get a fresh start. Your slate's wiped clean." Does that message sound familiar? Can you see a parallel with the Easter message that Jesus' death and resurrection gives us a fresh start too? The third verse of our last hymn also picks up this idea. Matariki, Spirit, guide us. Rise within us all the year. Help us live and speak forgiveness. Your people want to hear. The psalmist goes on to say, "Then I let it all out. I said, I'll come clean about my failures to God. Suddenly, the pressure was gone. My guilt dissolved. My sin disappeared." If we're honest with ourselves and honest with God, our emotional burdens will be lifted. We are then free to make a fresh start in our lives. The psalm ends with a call to celebration. Celebrate God. Sing together, everyone. All you honest hearts, raise the roof. Easter Sunday awaits us. And what of exercising soft power? In the story of the temptation in Matthew's Gospel, the devil offers Jesus an opportunity to exercise hard power. If he will just kneel before the devil and accept his overlordship, Jesus will receive unlimited power over the earth and its peoples. Jesus could be a cruel dictator, serving his own ends, answerable only to the devil. But the devil doesn't really have such power to give Jesus. It's an illusion, a mirage. To each of the devil's 3 temptations, Jesus simply says no. And Jesus frames each refusal with a lesson for us about how we should relate to God. Food is not enough. We need the words God writes on our hearts to sustain us. Respect God. Don't play games with God. We are to worship God and no one or no thing else, and serve others in God's name. In doing this, we exercise soft power. Jesus must have frustrated his followers. They longed for a strong Jewish savior, Messiah, who would eject the Roman invaders and set the world to rights. We know what that sort of power looks like. We are all too familiar with violence, weapons and bombs, war and senseless killing. Jesus was a savior to his followers in his day and offers us a path to salvation today. It's a different way, a softer approach that includes and involves everyone. Using our soft power, we offer a quiet word of encouragement to a struggling new parent. Using our soft power, we make a gentle suggestion of a new direction to someone who can't see a way forward. Using our soft power, we talk out our disagreements and conflicts and seek to build consensus. Using our soft power, we encourage our governments to use diplomacy and not resort to war in our name. in the Lent and Easter seasons, we're still left with difficult faith questions for which there are no easy answers. What does it mean to act like a lamb, not a lion? In what sense does Jesus take away the sin of the world? What does Holy Week mean for us? What does Jesus dying on the cross mean for us? What have we done that means we need to ask for a merciful judgment? Jesus was a different sort of Messiah. Will we follow his way? Amen. We're going to sing again now, and Vivian will play through the whole of the first verse, and then we'll join in singing. I Take Thy Promise. Come now to our community time, and let's greet each other saying, peace be with you. It's now time for our notices.
Hi, just drawing your attention to the green page where we've got all the meetings coming up and the services and the readings for next week if you want to keep ahead of that sort of stuff. We have the 10 a.m. picnic booked for Sunday, 12th of March, Shoreland Park in Island Bay. So let's hope the weather's good for that. 2 weeks away. Cool. Right, and also on the other side we've got about the Lent study, so if you'd like to be involved, this is all happening by Zoom, so you don't have to go anywhere for that. Sarah in the office can give you the link to next week's Lenten study, and it's never too late to join in. Sunday the 19th of March is going to be a messy church afternoon, which is all sounds very exciting, so everyone can come, even though children are the focus. Everyone's invited to be part of that. I think Daphne can tell you more if you want to know more. There's various places you can help people who are suffering from the effects of Cyclone Gabriel, depending on where you want to send your contributions. Is there anything else that's not on the green pages that needs to be said?
So we come now to our intercessions, and we're going to have a sung response today. And what Heather and I will do, we will sing Lamb of God once through for you. It's in your orders of service. Then we'll sing it once more. We'll all sing it once more and carry on with the prayers, and we'll sing at the end of each stanza. Sorry. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Most merciful God, from whose presence we can stray but never hide, hear the prayers we bring for your people. We pray for the nations of the world, for all people in places of danger or violence, for the hungry and homeless, and for all who bear responsibility of government. When we cannot resist the seduction of power, prestige, and material possessions, when we take more than our share of the world's resources, whenever we are tempted to sin, strengthen us to do your will and fill us with your grace. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. We pray for the church, for all communities of faith throughout the world, for those who worship in this place, for our clergy and all who minister in your name. When we choose to disobey your teaching and follow our own desires, when by our lives we do dishonor to your gospel, whenever we are tempted to sin, strengthen us to do your will and fill us with your grace. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. We pray for all with whom we share our lives, those with whom we work and learn, those who live in this community, for our families, our friends, and for ourselves. when we hurt others by our pride or selfishness, our hardness of heart, when our prejudice or intolerance makes others outcasts, whenever we are tempted to sin. Strengthen us to do your will and fill us with your grace. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. We pray for all who are anxious or without hope, the lonely and friendless, the sad and the grief-stricken, the sick and the dying, and all who care for them. When we turn away from those who need us, when we take advantage of the vulnerable and weak, whenever we are tempted to sin, strengthen us to do your will and fill us with your grace. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. We remember your faithful servants of every age, those from this parish and those whom we love and are now in your eternal presence. Most merciful God, from whose presence we can never stray, but not hide. Whenever we are tempted to sin, strengthen us to do your will. And when we fail, in your tender mercy, forgive us our transgressions. Fill us with your grace, that in our death we may stand before you unashamed, and with all your saints enter the gates of paradise. We'll sing twice.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us.
Amen. We now sing together the Lord's Prayer. Your free will offering will now be received. Join in the blessing of the offering. God, we are committed to living our lives for you, giving of our time and talents for you, giving of our substance to you. May these offerings we give to you further the mission you have us do. We thank you for all you give us. Bless the little and we give back to you. Amen. Our closing hymn is Loving God of Aotearoa. And Vivian, if you just play the first two lines of music, people will remember the tune, I think.
Thank you.
Please join us for a cup of tea and coffee in the new hall, through the doors there and down the stairs after the service. In the foyer. Okay. Just follow people, you'll see where to go. Commissioning. The God who made the universe and said it was good looks down upon you and says you are good. Go from here knowing you are treasured by God. Go from here knowing God's infinite love. The blessings of God are upon you this day. The blessings of God be upon all whom you love. Amen. We say together the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.